إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This morning, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to begin a new topic. After, alhamdulillah, last week, reviewing the topic of at-taqwa and its effects and the descriptions, the awsaf of the people of taqwa, and their reward or recompense. So today, the topic that we want to begin for the next few days, insha'Allah, is Asbab Najat al-Ummah. Yani the means or the causes for the Ummah's salvation, or the salvation of the Ummah, by Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan. Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. And this particular topic, and the Shaykh mentions, after the introduction, some introductory matters, he mentions nine matters that he has presented as the means or the causes that will be the way to the salvation of this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and the Shaykh begins, as I said, with some introductory comments that we will cover today, inshallah, completely before beginning with the mention of the actual means that the Shaykh intends to present, the actual means of salvation of the Ummah. And he begins after mentioning the praise of Allah, the Lord of all that exists, yani Rabbul Alameen. And for, with salat and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions. He says, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from His infinite wisdom that He inflicts tests and trials on the children of Adam from the first of creation to the last of them. And it is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hikmah, the perfect divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He tests the human beings in this world, that people are tested with trials and afflictions. And those trials and afflictions, yani, might be what the people consider as something bad or evil, and it might also be something that the people consider good. And if people are tested with wealth as well as poverty. People are tested with power as well as yani, weakness and humiliation and deprivation. So it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom that He tests the human beings. Yani from the first of creation to the last of them, from Adam alayhi salam, he was tested up until Yawmul Qiyamah. The first of them was our father Adam alayhi salam, yani the first of the human beings. And what happened to him, the test and trials that took place, that occurred to him with his enemy, Iblis, who envied him and was proud, and he acted proudly towards him. Yani that which happened to Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa. Afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed granted the parents of mankind, yani the first two human beings, He granted them success to make tawbah, repentance, and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having erred in listening يعني to the suggestions of Iblis. La'anatullah alayhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning this in Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah and 23rd ayah, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. يعني the two of them said, that is Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they said, our Lord, we have wronged our own selves. Yani we have done dhulm to our own selves. And if you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. Naam. I just want to say that here, that this is the condition of the human being, every single human being, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive us and have mercy upon us, indeed we will be of the losers. It is incumbent then upon the human being, especially those who acknowledge the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, to repent to Allah. I need to take the matter of repentance seriously and not allow our faults, our errors, our acts of disobedience to go unaddressed, yani to pass by without asking Allah's forgiveness and turning to Him in repentance. So the Shaykh, he mentions this ayah from Surah Al-A'raf that indicates to us the importance of repentance, turning back to Allah and seeking His forgiveness. Yani if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive us and have mercy upon us, indeed we will be of the losers, yani the real losers, yani the people who will end up in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning this in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 37th Ayat, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Adam alayhi salam received from his Lord words, and his Lord pardoned him, and he accepted his repentance. Verily He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who forgives or who accepts repentance, and He is the most merciful. So likewise, the test came continuously, the trials and tests came continuously to the children of Adam throughout the centuries. Tests and trials between the messengers, alayhim salam, and their followers and their enemies, from the disbelievers and the hypocrites, the shayateen, from humans and jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 112th Ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِ. And so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, shayateen, devils, from among mankind, and devils from among the jinn. So the enemies, yani, the enemies of the children of Adam, the enemies may be from amongst the disbelievers, or they may be from amongst those who pretend to be believers, yani the hypocrites. The enemies will be from amongst the shayateen, who are human beings, and shayateen from amongst the jinn. So indeed, likewise, we have appointed for every prophet enemies, shayateen amongst mankind and jinn. And the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, 31st Ayah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. Thus we have made for every prophet an enemy among the mujrimun, yani the criminals, the disbelievers, polytheists, etc. But sufficient is your Rabb as a guide and a helper. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient to guide you and to help you, to guide you to the right way, and then to help, aid and support you in your struggle to try to do what's right and to protect you and to defend you against your enemies from amongst the disbelievers and the hypocrites and the shayateen from jinn and men. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved the messengers and their followers among the believers. He, the Most High, he says in Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 103rd Ayah, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then in the end, yani after the trials and tribulations that the messengers and their followers were subjected to, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then after this, in the end, we saved our messengers and those who believe. Thus, it is incumbent upon us to save the believers. And it is, we can expect and anticipate and have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed, He will save the believers. وَكَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yani the believers. Hence, the messengers and their followers, yani those who are not messengers, the messengers and their followers from amongst the believers will not be saved by anything except Iman. Yani the messengers as well as their followers who are not messengers, the regular people, the believers, they will not be saved by anything except by Iman. And afterwards, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emphasized that with his statement, كَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Thus it is incumbent upon us to save the believers. In addition, he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا. And indeed, it was incumbent upon us to support and aid and help the believers, the mu'mineen. With this description, Allah described, yani this description, the description of Iman, He described those who would be saved. Yani with this description, He described them. What's description? The description of Iman. So if the believers cling to their Iman and maintain their religion, their deen, Allah will save them from fitan. Yani the trials and tribulations that they are subjected to, the tests that they are subjected to in this world. If they what? Cling to their Iman and maintain their deen, then Allah will save them from the fitan. And He will grant protection and well-being for them throughout the times until the last hour is established, until the hour of judgment. In the translation of the book, there's a few words at the end of this sentence that don't belong there. It doesn't make any sense there. Rather, it's the beginning of the next sentence. So, I stopped here at this point. Yani, that He will grant protection and well-being for them throughout the times. Yani, throughout the times of history. Until the hour of judgment is established, until Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's the end of the sentence. And after this, the Shaykh said, and the dunya. Yani the dunya is a place of alternation. Yani of the conditions of the people in this world, up and down, success and failure, defeat, and so on. And the truth, yani this sentence is actually twisted in the translation. And the truth, yani the dunya is the place where the conditions of the people are alternate from one condition to another. And the truth, والحق منصور وممتحن. And as far as the truth, it will be supported. Yani the people who are upon the truth itself and the people of truth will be given support and aid and victory. and also tested. Yani people will be tested with trials and tribulations. Yani to distinguish the people of Iman, the people of truth from the others. So do not be amazed, do not be surprised at this. Yani that the conditions that the people will go through will be up and down. Sometimes there will be victory and sometimes there will be defeat. Don't be surprised at this and the test that the believers will be subjected to. Don't be surprised at this. Don't be amazed at this, because this is the sunnah of Ar-Rahman. This is the sunnah of Allah Ar-Rahman. Yani that He tests the believers to distinguish them from the other people. Yani the people who claim Iman. Hypocrites. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani that He used tests and trials and tribulations to distinguish the people of Iman from the people of hypocrisy. And again, there are some words here in the translation that are Allahumma sta'an. I don't know how they came up with this wording. And it should read, this is the wisdom of Allah for distinguishing the people of Iman from the people of hypocrisy. This is how Allah distinguishes the people of Iman from the people of hypocrisy. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says in Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th Surah, 2nd and 3rd Ayah, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Do people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe? And do people think that they will be left alone, that it will be sufficient for them to just say they believe and then that will be the end of the matter? And that they would not be tested? And that the Iman, the claim of Iman, would not be tested? And we indeed tested those who were before them, who claimed Iman. And Allah will certainly make it known, yani the truth of those who are true in their claim of Iman, and will certainly make it known the falsehood of those who are liars in their claim of Iman. And Allah will make it known to the people. And it's already known to Allah. Allah will make it known to the people. He will manifest, He will make distinct those who are truthful in their claim of Iman from those who are liars. Moreover, He subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad, 47th Surah and 4th Ayat, ذلك ولو يشاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض. يعني ذلك meaning يعني referring to what is before this, that and if Allah willed indeed He would have saved them or supported them and granted them victory. However, they were tested with one another. Yani sometimes the believers, they are not victorious during the trials and tribulations. Although in the end, of course, the victory will be given, the success will be given to the people of taqwa. So this is a test. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if Allah willed, He would have saved them, He would have supported them, given them victory. However, they were tested with one another. And the Shaykh quotes, يعني from Surah to Muhammad again, 47th Surah, four through six. والذين قتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم سيهديهم ويصلح بالهم ويدخلهم الجنة عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. But those who are killed in the way of Allah, He will never let their deeds to be lost. He will guide them and set right their state, their affair. and admit them to paradise which he has made known to them. And the following ayah from Surah Muhammad, ayah 7, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who believe, if you help, يعني in the cause of Allah, He will help you and make your foothold firm. إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ, يعني this is a condition, if you support and help the deen of Allah, the cause of Allah, yansurkum, then Allah promises indeed that He will help and support you, and He will make your feet firm, He will make you steadfast, so you remain on track, on course, you will not get off the track and go astray. And this is a tremendous promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani that He will make you firm. You will not deviate, you will not go off the track, if you support the cause of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you and make you firm. Therefore, do not be amazed in these days at the insolence or the arrogance of the disbelievers and the hypocrites over the people of Iman and the Muslims. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to distinguish, and He has a test and a trial to distinguish the people, the different types of people. Do not be amazed in these days at the insolence of the disbelievers and the hypocrites over the people of Iman and the Muslims. Do not be amazed at the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding His creation. This is the sunnah of Allah. And here the Shaykh, he quotes, and from amongst the many ayats that have this meaning, from Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th Surah, 37th ayat, لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Naam, in order that Allah may distinguish the wicked from the good, yani the khabith, the disbelievers, the pagans, the polytheists, and the doers of evil deeds, from the good people, the believers, the doers of righteous deeds. So Allah will distinguish الخبيث من الطيب ويجعل الخبيث بعده على بعض فيرقمه جميعا فيجعله في جهنم أولئك هم الخاسرون. يعني so that Allah would distinguish the khabith, the wicked, evil, disbelievers, sinful, disobedient ones, from the good people, the believers who do good, righteous deeds, and put the wicked one upon another, and heap them together and cast them into the hellfire. Those, it is they who are the losers. Yani the khabith, the khaba'ith, the people of corruption and sin and kufr and shirk. To distinguish the khabith from the tayyib, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the people with trials and tribulations to test them, and to distinguish the good people from the evil people. Do not be astonished if something happens to the Muslims in this era by means of the enemies of Allah from the disbelievers, contrary to Muslims' honor and faith. Yani don't be surprised at what befalls the Muslims at the hands of the disbelievers. If you see and hear about tests and trials from the hypocrites and those who have in their hearts a plague among those who claim to have Iman, if it occurs to the Muslims from these individuals likewise, whether it's from the disbelievers or whether it's from the hypocrites, don't be surprised at this. It is necessary, however, it is necessary in the face of this, it is necessary to have patience and to anticipate, yani to hope for the reward of Allah. Yani however the trials come, whether they come from the kuffar who openly, yani professing kufr, or whether it comes from the people who claim Iman and they are hypocrites, it is necessary to have patience, sabr, and to yani have hope to anticipate the reward of Allah if one is patient with the trials and tribulations that we're subjected to. Be patient and hope for the reward of Allah. anticipate, expect the reward of Allah. And then the Shaykh, he quotes from Surah Al-A'raf 7, Surah 128th Ayat, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the blessed end is for the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa. Yani in the end, after the trials and tribulations, those who are steadfast, who remain patient, in anticipation of the reward of Allah, then the end, yani the success in the end, will be for the people of taqwa. And then the Shaykh, he quotes two ayats of similar meaning of this point of the importance of patience and taqwa from Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, 186 ayat. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ يعني you will be tested and you will be tried. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَأَن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. That you will certainly be tried and tested in your wealth and properties, yani that which you possess of wealth and property, and your personal selves, in your own selves, you will also be tested in things that will happen to you personally, not just to your property. And you shall certainly hear much that will grieve you from those who received the scripture before you, yani those who were given the revelation, yani who prophets were sent to, and revelation was given to them through the prophets. You will certainly hear from them much that will grieve you. Adhan kathira. However, if you persevere patiently and display the characteristic of taqwa, then verily that will be the determining factor in all affairs. Yani, that is from the great matters that one must give attention and care to. Yani, that we, what? That we observe patience and taqwa. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And this is from the great matters that one must give attention to and have resolve upon, to observe taqwa and to observe patience. And then the Shaykh, he says, in addition, in another verse, and it deals with patience and taqwa, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحَيِّطٌ. But if you remain patient and become al-muttaqoon, yani if you observe patience and taqwa, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. Yani their traps and tricks and snares that they want to use upon the believers. If you are patient and you observe taqwa, then their traps and the games that they play to try to harm the Muslims, it will not harm you at all. Indeed, Allah surrounds all that they do. Yani Allah encompasses. He knows every trick and every trap that they set for the believers. And Allah will protect you. Indeed, Allah is muhayt, completely encompassing, surrounding all that they do. So with this condition, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises what? Inna Allah bima ya'maluna muhit. That Allah surrounds, encompasses all that they do. But with the condition of what? With the condition of patience and perseverance and the lack of surrendering anything from the religion for the sake of the disbelievers and the hypocrites' satisfaction. Yani that we will not give up or give in anything from the deen of Allah. We will not compromise anything from the deen of Allah for the satisfaction of the disbelievers and the hypocrites, whatever it may cost and whatever the outcome may be in every situation or circumstance. It is of the utmost importance. It is necessary to have perseverance and patience. This is the condition of Allah's promise, that He will surround their affair, meaning that He will protect the believers from their harm. They will not be able to harm you at all, unless Allah allows it, based on some wisdom that may also be a test or trial. which requires patience and perseverance and observing taqwa of Allah. So it is necessary to have perseverance and patience, just as He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said in Surah Al-Sajdah, 32nd Surah and 24th Ayat, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّتَي يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we made from among them, yani the children of Israel, leaders giving guidance under our command when they were patient and used to believe with certainty in our ayat. Yani, and this is an interesting ayat here. It is one of the ayat that the Shia use to support their belief in the Imams. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. Yani, they claim that this ayat is a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, legislated and appointed their 12 infallible Imams. But whoever reads the context of the ayat is crystal clear that it's talking about the people from Bani Israel. Has nothing whatsoever to do with what they are talking about. And it is also a principle that is laid down, that leadership, as the Shaykh will mention, is given to the people of Iman when they have these two characteristics. The characteristic of a sabr, being patient with trials and tribulations, and having certainty, yaqeen, about the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have made from among them the children of Israel leaders, made them leaders. They became leaders. Why? And we have, yani, guided them under our command when they were patient, when they observed taqwa, and they used to believe with certainty in our ayat. Yani, they didn't have any doubt, but they had certainty about the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He has revealed. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said about this verse, بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْيَقِينِ تَنَالُ الْإِمَامَةُ فِي الدِّينِ. Yani, that with patience and certainty, leadership in the religion will be achieved. Yani, a person will achieve al-imama, leadership in the deen, through these two yani important characteristics, as-sabr wal-yaqeen, patience and certainty. Without patience and certainty, then indeed leadership will be difficult to achieve. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the latter part of his life, admonished the people concerning this affair, this matter, yani of taqwa and patience. Just as in the hadith of Al-Irbab, Irbad ibn Sariyah, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Yani, he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani, or the narrator of the hadith, he said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم ثم أقبل علينا بوجهه فوعظنا موعظة بليغة ذرفت منها العيون ووجلت منها القلوب. يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's saying, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in prayer one day. Salla bina. He led us in prayer. Then he turned his face towards us and he, yani, preached to us. Yani, he gave us an advice, an admonition, a speech that was baligha, yani, pure, clear, decisive Arabic language. Our eyes shed tears and our hearts became afraid. فقال رجل يا رسول الله كأن هذه موعظة مودع. يعني a man said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as though this is a farewell speech. يعني a farewell advice. فماذا تعهد إلينا. So with what do you enjoin us? Yani, what do you enjoin upon us? What do you advise us with? And the Prophet ﷺ said, أُسِيكُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمَعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ I advise you to observe taqwa of Allah, and I advise you with hearing and obeying. يعني the leaders that have been placed over you, to hear and to obey them. وَإِنْ عَبْدًا حَبَشِيًّا يعني even if the leader is an Ethiopian slave. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِيشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَى اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا For indeed, whoever lives after me, he would definitely see a lot of differences, a lot of اختلاف. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِي الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَحْدِيِينَ So therefore, it is incumbent upon you to hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided خليفز تمسكوا بها وعدوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man said, it is as though you are giving us a farewell advice. So with what do you advise us? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I advise you to observe taqwa of Allah and to hear and obey your leaders, even no matter who the leader is. Even if, for example, even if the leader was an Ethiopian slave. For indeed, yani this is the advice that the Prophet ﷺ gave, taqwa, and hearing and obeying the leaders. For indeed, whoever lives after me, they will see for sure a lot of differences. So what is the solution? It is incumbent upon you to observe يعني to stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifas, hold fast to it. عَدُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ يعني with your molar teeth. And also beware of newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter is an innovation and every innovation is misguidance. And this hadith, يعني they say it is reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawood. And they have some comment, yani, in the footnote. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this advice urged us to have taqwa of Allah. And taqwa is a broad statement, a very comprehensive word that summarizes all the outstanding qualities of goodness. And Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdul ibn Baz, rahimahullah, in one of the any speeches that he made that we covered in the past, long time ago, and that book is available in English, I think the title of it is At-Taqwa, yani the source of every good. He explains this point that the Shaykh is mentioning here in the whole book, the whole speech is about this topic, that taqwa, Yani is a broad statement that summarizes all good qualities, and it is the source of every good. And whoever can go back to that will find a tremendous benefit. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this advice urges us to have taqwa of Allah. Taqwa is a broad statement that summarizes all the outstanding qualities of good. Taqwa, its meaning is that you put And we will, like this will be the last, yani the end of what we will cover this morning. The Shaykh says taqwa, and we just read, yani the essay of Shaykh Rabi ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhullah, where he talked about this topic also, taqwa and its effects and the characteristics of the people of taqwa and their reward. Yani taqwa, its meaning is that you put a barrier or a shield between yourself and whatever you feared, so that you will be protected from it, yani from the thing that you fear. Yani taqwa means to put a barrier or a shield or some protective matter between yourself and that which you fear, so that you will be protected from it. It will protect you from dangers. You place a barrier between yourself and sun-baked ground, meaning the hot sand. And if a person is walking on hot sand in the desert, in the midday, their feet will burn. So you have to place something in between your feet and the hot sand to protect yourself. So the Shaykh has given examples here of what he means by the taqwa is a barrier or a shield or protective matter. You place a barrier between yourself and the sun-baked ground, meaning the hot, sand, to protect your feet. And you put a protection between yourself and thorns, that might stick you. And you place a shield between yourself and a weapon, between yourself and the weapon that might harm you, to protect you from it. And you use a shield, or use a helmet, or something to protect you from the harm of the weapon of your enemy. You place a protection between you and heat and cold, to protect you from it. To protect you from heat, to protect you from cold. This is pertaining to matters of the senses, the things that we experience with our senses. Likewise, from the religious perspective, or this perspective of deen, likewise, you put a shield between yourself and the wrath of Allah. Between yourself and his punishment, the punishment of Allah and the hellfire. And you put a shield between yourself and the wrath of Allah and the punishment of Allah and the hellfire. Having taqwa of Allah is by fulfilling His commands and abandoning His prohibitions. Fortresses, armies, and clothing will not protect you. From what? From the punishment of Allah and the wrath of Allah and the hellfire. These fortresses and these armies and these clothings that protect you from the sensual things, the material things of the world, will not protect you from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that will protect you from the punishment of Allah and His wrath and His anger and the hellfire, the only thing that will protect you is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is by doing the commands, that which Allah has commanded, and abandoning or avoiding His prohibitions. Naam. This is the shield that protects one from the wrath of Allah and His anger and His punishment. Observing Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions. After this, the Shaykh begins to mention the matters which are the actual means of salvation and success for the Ummah. And the Shaykh, he says, afterwards, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالسَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ وَإِنْ تَأَمُّرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ. And listen and obey, even if a slave is made as an emir or a commander over you. And this is among the means for salvation, that the Ummah obeys and listens to its leaders, so that it will have a jama'ah, a country, strength, and a protection that shields from the enemies. And this is what we'll begin with, inshaAllah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, tomorrow. With the first of the means that the Shaykh mentions, introduction to the means at least, and then he'll come back to this point again, as he lists the points that he intends to mention concerning the means, the asbab, the things that a person can take hold of that will be the cause of their protection and safety and security and salvation, from the hellfire. Naam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Any question or any comment or any correction? فيكم بارك الله. نعم. نعم. Patience. نعم. صبر. تقوى. الحمد لله. In any case, the things that the Shaykh Salih Fawzan, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, mentions in that which follows, every single one of those things require the attention of the Muslims individually and collectively. Most of those things are things that are needed for the people as a group. But there's no doubt that in order for the group to implement these matters, it has to start with individuals. So it's incumbent upon us when we look at these things that we look at ourselves individually and likewise also look at it as a group. As a ummah, as a jama'ah, as a society, that Muslims have to look at these matters and see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with them and He has encouraged us with these things, and then it is incumbent upon us to implement them in our lives. And we ask Allah's success in taking these matters seriously, feeling the urgency of it, and trying, really trying to implement these things in our lives as Muslims, individually and collectively, in our families, in our communities, and in the groups, in the associations, in our dealing with the people, trying to implement these things as Muslims, individually and collectively. We ask Allah's success in that. Indeed, success is with Allah alone. طيب بارك الله فيكم وإياكم.